Here's the Marketplace Index for Tuesday the 20th. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what that says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. Yeah, the upbeat music. The Dow up 336 points, 2.9% to 12,103. The S&P 500 up 35 points, 3%. NASDAQ Composite Index gaining 80 points, 3.2%. The yield on the government's 10-year treasury is up to 1.92%. Today, a pleasant surprise of the sort you've seen on Antiques Roadshow. People in Spain were auctioning off what they thought was junk, Spanish government bonds, and suddenly the stuff was more valuable than people expected. This is taken as a sign on both sides of the Atlantic that the Eurozone is a slightly more stable place than before. Couple that to a 9.3% increase in new home construction projects, and what you get is a pre-holiday pick-me-up. Ted Weisberg with Seaport Securities spends a lot of his time on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange.
Yesterday, for whatever reasons, what seemed like the most depressing day in the stock market. I think we closed down 100 points, and just the news everywhere just seemed to be sort of negative. And quite frankly, I and a lot of the other traders, by the end of the day, simply were ready to throw in the towel. Sort of, you can keep the cheese, let us out of the trap.
Some people are attributing the buoyancy in the markets to these headlines out of Germany, that German business people are having a good day and feeling exuberant despite the fact that the Eurozone is in such a mess. Maybe that helped.
What you said about Germany is, in fact, correct. The euro is much stronger today versus the dollar, which is always a very positive dynamic for the U.S. markets. But we also had here on the home front a positive housing number, which is perhaps the best number we've seen in 2 or 3 years out of the housing sector. And so here we are 2 or 3 days before Christmas. Maybe this is our Santa Claus rally.
I know what it is. In my household, we got this little 2-foot pine tree that's in our front yard. So we wrapped it with Christmas lights last night, and I ran out and also got the Hanukkah candles. So maybe then you come into work the next day and you're like, oh, it's a nice day. I'll buy some stock.
You mean the feel-good factor? Well, I don't know what the reason is, but that's as good a reason as any as far as I'm concerned, because what has been missing from our markets for most of 2011 has in fact been this feel-good factor.
Ted Weisberg at Seaport Securities. We made a big deal of the national unemployment rate dropping to 8.6% for last month. Now the state-by-state results are in. The jobless rate did drop in 43 states and held steady in New Jersey, Hawaii, Indiana, and Oklahoma. But in three states, unemployment went up last month: New York, Rhode Island, and it turns out Wyoming. And you heard that Saab of Sweden finally went bust for good. But what about the warranties? Saab said it's now stopping payment for warranty repairs on its cars. The good news for most Saab drivers is that General Motors says it will honor most of these warranties, at least for the Saab sold while GM owned the Swedish car brand. That is to say, the cars sold before or around February of last year. Time for the Daily Pulse, our take on the health of the U.S. economy. The Pulse is down today, but not because we're not eating our Cheerios. We are, and our Yoplait. But wholesale prices of food are up, and that is hurting General Mills' profits. Despite stronger-than-expected revenues, the company's stock fell about 0.9% today on news that rising costs for commodities are eating into its profits. For more on the roller coaster ride that is food prices, and to see how we're monitoring the pulse of the economy, go to the website, marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index. On APM, American Public Media.